The Rambam states in Hilchos Tefila, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Lehem Yisrael, Shu Korin B'Torah, B'Rabim, B'Shabbos, Sheni, V'Chamishi. That Moshe Rabbeinu himself instituted that we should be having a public Torah reading on Shabbos, Monday and Thursday. Kedei Shalish Shoshiyamim B'lo Shmiyas HaTorah. So that we should not go 3 days without hearing the Torah. So it's brought down, based on the words of the Rambam, that the Bach holds that Chiyuv HaKriya B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Hu Medin Torah. Which most people do not hold of this opinion of the Bach. But nonetheless, he holds that when it comes to the Torah reading on Shabbos, it's actual din Torah. It's a deraisa, it's a Torah obligation that one should hear the Torah reading. Shehari Moshe Rabbeinu Tikna. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the words of the Rambam, is the one that instituted it. And therefore, it's an actual din Torah that it should be recited. Amnon Shar Gedolei HaPoskim. However, basically everyone else, Chokol, they disagree with this opinion. The Af, Shemoshe Rabbeinu Tikna, even though it's true that Moshe was the one that instituted it, nonetheless, Nechshemes L'Divrei Sofrim, Takanas Nevi'im. This is considered to be like a Takana, which was instituted by the Nevi'im, and Divrei Sofrim. Divrei Sofrim is another way of saying Midrabanan. And the difficulty with even that idea was presented by the Prima Gadam, that he asked the question that it's strange that if in fact the Torah reading, which as we're labeling according to most opinions, unlike the Bach, is considered to be Divrei Sofrim, or Midrabanan Rabbinic, then he asked, Madua lo niskra takanas nevi'im zu, ben minyan mitzvos derabanan, b'sefer mitzvos. Shechoshiv kol mitzvos derabanan. That if you look in the Sefer Mitzvos, which goes through the Tariag, also discusses the various mitzvos derabanan. And if you would look thoroughly through those mitzvos derabanan, one of them you will not find is reading the Torah in public. So the question is, why not? If in fact it is a mitzvah, not even according to the Bach, which says it's a din Torah, but according to the other poskim, say it's a mitzvah de Rabbanon, why is it not mentioned among those mitzvahs? And he says like this, actually it's possible that divrei rov poskim, as we're going to discuss, the majority of the opinions hold, the chiv tekanazu, that the fact that we have a Torah reading in public, in Tzibor, hu rak al Tzibor, v'lochala al yochid, asi shapir de lochoshiv, that when it's brought down the Sefer Mitzvos, the Tariq Mitzvos, and specifically over here, the Mitzvos which are Durabanan, those are only Mitzvos which we as individuals have an obligation to do. But as we're going to see, there are the majority of the poskim hold that when it comes to the Torah reading in public, it's not that it's an obligation on myself to hear it, but that when we have a tzibur that gathers together, that the Torah should be read. But not that there's an actual individual obligation. And therefore, the Sefer Mitzvos, which has in it, this is something which to think about if this is the case, mitzvos which only pertain to the Yachid, then this is not going to be something which is included. That's how the Prima Gadam explains. But nonetheless, we have this Machlokes, which most of us hold, that it's midrabanan. Nonetheless, we have this opinion of the Bach. Now, it continues and says like this, that kfar danu gedolei hadoros begeder chiyuv zeh shel kriyas haTorah ha'im chiyuv amutal al kol yachid v'yachid. This is a question that is presented by many of the gedolei hadoros, the great thinkers and scholars of the generations, whether or not the Torah reading in public is an obligation on every person on an individual level, or shema in chalos achiyuv likro b'Torah el al tzibur shel asar nashim. When we have a quorum of 10, then there's this idea that the Torah should be read, but not that on an individual level that person has a chiyuv for it to be heard. Well, as far as zu haskimu rov hachronim, as we're going to discuss, that even though not everyone agrees to this, According to the majority of the opinions, the obligation for the Torah to be read is not on the yachid, it's not on the individual, but just when there is a tzibor that the Torah should be read. And how is that true, and why does that matter? We're going to get into greater detail tomorrow. But we find the primary individuals that have this dispute are the opinions of the Ramban and the Shlah. The Shlah is of the opinion that the obligation of the Torah to be heard is on the individual. And in fact, he says, quote, "Im lo shama filo mil achas ve'os achas," if you even missed a single letter or a single word of the Kriya on Shabbos, "lo yatzadei chuvas Kriya klal," you haven't fulfilled your obligation. That's the strong words that the Shlah says, which we can certainly infer from here that it's on the yachid, on the individual. However, the Ramban disagrees, and he says it quite explicitly, "The chiyuv kriyas haTorah al hatzibur, ve'ein chiyuv al kol yachid v'yachid," that the obligation is not on the individual. And they bring a very interesting proof to support the words of the Ramban. And he says as follows, he asks the question, we know that when it comes to, for example, reading of the Megillah, that if it would happen to be, Purim doesn't, but for example, if Purim would fall out on Shabbos, which doesn't, but if it would, we would not read the Megillah. And the reason, as it's also brought down by other mitzvos, such as, let's say, the blowing of the shofar, is because there is the concern that if you want to fulfill this mitzvah, what may you end up potentially doing? You'll take it, carry it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, and you'll end up violating Shabbos, if we mechal Shabbos. So he asks the question, says, well, if we have that concern that we do not want you to potentially violate Shabbos, and therefore don't blow the shofar on Shabbos, and if possible, don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, so why do we have Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos? Shouldn't that be the exact same problem? Maybe a person will take a Sefer Torah, carry it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, and look for someone who can read it for them, because they don't have those skills. So based on this, it supports the words of the Ramban. Let's just read this inside. Maybe Raya, "Gam maha de lo gazru al kriyas haTorah b'Shabbos, mechshash l'shem yavi renadal d'amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbin." This is the reason why we don't have such a concern, and we allow the Torah to be read on Shabbos. We're not afraid you're going to carry it. Why? Why wouldn't we be concerned that same individual would carry the shofar outside? "Kemoshi gazru al kriyas Megillah, ki Megillah motelos al yachid." Because when it comes to the hearing the Megillah or hearing the shofar, you have the obligation to fulfill that mitzvah, and therefore we have that concern. "Masha enkin kriyas haTorah rak al hatzibur." Since it's not on me, this obligation, therefore the concern of the Chachamim does not apply in this situation. And again, that supports the opinion of the Ramban. And for this, we conclude with the following sentence. "The maskana l'maisa kedas rov haposkim de'ein hachol v'chala al hayochid." That the general consensus of the poskim is that when it comes to this obligation of the Torah to be read in public, it's exactly that. It's a chiyuv which is only on the tzibor, but it's not on the yochid. Again, tomorrow we're going to discuss the significance of that, what halachic nafkaminas ramifications that will have, whether or not we hold that it's by the tzibor or by the yochid. Rabbi Chanan, Kaddish.